We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here at 7:45 on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Day 9 of local stay-home orders. Sedgwick County virus cases at 64,501 across Kansas.
Two.
Wichita City Council issues temporary ban on playgrounds and public restrooms.
One.
More states taking tougher action as the pandemic numbers rise. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning we've got this a ways north of Wichita, but we'll go ahead and mention it. This is northbound on I-135 near Mound Ridge. So that's between Newton and McPherson up along I-135 there. There's been several vehicles involved in a fatal accident there. And so they've actually got I-135 closed near Mound Ridge.
Wow.
Again, that's all the way up north of Newton. The Kansas Highway Patrol reporting that they've got a fatal traffic accident up there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 70 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 37. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler. 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 45. So we're going from 70 today to about 45 degrees tomorrow for a high. Now partly cloudy, southeast wind gusting to 23 miles per hour and 57 degrees. With VoxLink, you can take your office phone home, plug it in, and you're good to go, just like you're at the office. Call 844-VoxLink. That's 844-869-5465. VoxLink. Well, we got some good news regarding social distancing.
This is House Call for Health. You're stuck at home, your social life is shot, you may not have a job. Hugging someone could be a criminal offense. So it's important to know there's a reason for all of this. According to the latest statistics, the social distancing seems to be working. In New York, California, and Washington State, the numbers of new infections continues to rise, but with stay-at-home orders in effect, the rate of increase is slowing. At its worst, New York State was seeing a 41% increase in a single day, but this week, the rate of increase hit a low of 10%. Similar results are being seen in Washington and California. Health officials say social distancing is the magic bullet. The more we stay apart, the slower the virus will spread. And the sooner we hit the top of the curve, the sooner we start to back down on the road to recovery. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
More than 6.6 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, far exceeding a record high set just last the week before that, a sign that layoffs are accelerating in the midst of the coronavirus. Job cuts are mounting against the backdrop of economies in the United States and abroad that have almost certainly sunk into a severe recession as businesses close across the world. Last week's figure is much higher than the previous record of 3.3 million reported for the previous week. Surging layoffs have led many economists to envision as many as 20 million lost jobs by the end of April. Not very good news, I'm afraid. Stocks fell sharply in Wall Street Wednesday as more signs piled up of the economic and physical pain caused by the coronavirus outbreak. The S&P fell 114 points. The Dow lost 973 points. The NASDAQ composite fell 339 points. Not much good news on the economic front today, Ted. that we can share with you. Got some local business news now from the Wichita Business Journal. Hobby Lobby stores are staying open during the governor's statewide stay-at-home order. Company is maintaining it is an essential business because it offers masks, educational and office supplies, and various components for at-home small businesses. Those reasons are not included in Governor Kelly's executive order. A Kansas Department of Commerce spokesman directed questions to local governments. That's Hobby Lobby staying open. Kansas oil production companies, already hurting before the coronavirus. Now oil prices have tanked and producers are trying to figure out a future. The industry is being hit on two fronts, the coronavirus and an oil price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia. Thank you, guys. Trans-Pacific Oil President Alan Banta tells the Business Journal that current conditions may define the new normal for a while at least. And the Kansas Department of Commerce has set up a website to connect out-of-work Kansans to companies that are still hiring. The COVID-19 jobs and hiring portal allows essential businesses to post positions that need to be filled quickly. Job seekers can find links to company portals. The main driver is getting help for companies that are making products that help fight the coronavirus. It's some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal today. All right, not very encouraging news. And they had a story on a while ago that Walmart across the country is hiring by the thousands.
Yep.
So, you know, if somebody's out of work for a while and you want to get something going, that might be the first call you can make.
Big companies that are still open are getting people hired.
There are some grocery market chains, places like that are still doing it. We're encouraging anybody who's in the restaurant business and patronize them if you can. Get some takeout or whatever.
But just about every other business is contracting.
Yeah. Hotels having a bad hard time. Airlines. We got to see some light here at the end of the tunnel somehow. Something encouraging has got to happen sooner or later. I certainly hope so. But for right now, I look around the room, and you and I in here, and Jad, we're all here, and we all look like we're in pretty good health, and we're going to be in here every day here for the near future, as far as we can tell, bringing you all the news every day and the weather, and of course the weather is important to you. You need to know about that, and we are your connection, right?
Stay connected. We're here for you.
And listening to KNSS is easy. You can find us on FM at 98.7 AM at 1330, but you can also listen online at knssradio.com.
Sure can.
That's through the radio.com app. All right, Ted, do you have any withdrawal because you don't get to go out and see the baseball games and do the PA announcing and all that that you usually?
Oh, yeah, that's what my usual spring is, enjoying Shocker baseball, doing public address announcing. Yeah. Today would have been the home opener for the Kansas City Royals.
Ooh, so wow, that's...
Kansas City would have been a buzz. Kauffman Stadium would have been a sellout this afternoon against the Seattle Mariners, but none of that's happening anymore.
And of course, up in the Kansas City area, Johnson County just in Wyandotte getting hammered by this virus, so they're at a standstill up there. And of course, as you said, and it would start into the spring season up there. A lot of tourism going on. Kansas City, you know, they depend on that. And I'm maybe have a lost summer at this point, at least for the Royals. I guess they're not going to have any plans at all or any idea.
They have no idea.
Just kind of like everybody else. I have to just see what happens, what nature brings us. I think that's the most frustrating part is just not knowing what's going to happen next. And if you're at the mercy of nature. Huh. All right, here's something to celebrate. National Burrito Day. Celebrating the tasty and versatile Mexican dish wrapped in a tortilla. The burrito is a heavy tortilla wrapped around meat, cheese, tomato, ice, rice, beans, vegetables, and sauces. And I guess you can use chicken or ground beef, whatever. But everybody likes a good burrito, right, Ted? Are you a fan of the burrito?
I'll tell you, my favorite burrito is Taco Shop.
Taco Shop burrito? Really? Okay.
They have a good one. I made burritos last weekend.
You made burritos. See, there's Jad. He does it himself.
That's right.
How were they?
Very excellent. I used a blackened chicken, and then I put on some, you know, black beans, some fresh cilantro pesto that I made up. It was really good.
Sounds pretty good. All right. National Burrito.
What about you?
I have a burrito now and then, but it's not on the top
not
of the
your
list.
Wheelhouse?
No, it's, no, I think it's good. I enjoy a burrito. I like an enchilada now and then.
But it's not enchilada day.
It's not enchilada day. It's burrito day. Okay. There you go. Coming up on 7:54, Steve and Ted. And hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We have a report that Boeing is looking to shed some employees. That's coming up. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, big honors continue to roll in individually for the Kansas Jayhawks. We'll hit on that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way.
I got a good one for you today. We're going to play one of the great TV comedy bits of all time in its entirety.
Really?
Coming up in entertainment news in the blur. Make sure you're here at 8:35 this morning.
Yeah, and of course we have traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Get Wichita Business Journal updates on...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.